time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Good evening and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Live. It is your girl, Lady Di, holding down the fort with Poetic, our very own visionary and CEO, always around in the neighborhood as the other parts of our dream team as they all log on one at a time. Our quiet assassin in the background, always holding us down, Myra Morris. The chat room, you can always count on Anita Swain and Princess Divine to drop through. Every now and then we get a visit from the doctor. Dr. D is not too far away when we need him. And Chris Pringle, Pastor J, our very own Hip Hop National Pastor, and the wonderful Bishop, our Bishop Storm. That is our team that tries our very best to give you all of the latest and greatest in the hip-hop industry. With no further ado, let's find out if Pastor has joined us.
Yes, Lady Di, I am here.
You know, I wanted to say to you that you did an awesome, fantabulous, awesome, riffical job yesterday. I was so excited that I had an opportunity to have a free afternoon where it was, undistracted, and it was just wonderful to sit back and listen at you preach the word of God. And you...
Blog Talk Radio.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Good evening and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Live. It is your girl, Lady Di, holding down the fort with Poetic, our very own visionary and CEO, always around in the neighborhood as the other parts of our dream team as they all log on one at a time. Our quiet assassin in the background, always holding us down, Myra Morris. The chat room, you can always count on Anita Swain and Princess Divine to drop through. Every now and then we get a visit from the doctor. Dr. D is not too far away when we need him. And Chris Pringle, Pastor J, our very own Hip Hop National Pastor, and the wonderful Bishop, our Bishop Storm. That is our team that tries our very best to give you all of the latest and greatest in the hip-hop industry. With no further ado, let's find out if Pastor has joined us.
Yes, Lady Di, I am here.
You know, I wanted to say to you that you did an awesome, fantabulous, awesome, riffical job yesterday. I was so excited that I had an opportunity to have a free afternoon where it was, undistracted, and it was just wonderful to sit back and listen at you preach the word of God, and you truly have an anointing on you, which is really befitting for your ministry, anointed, because it is definitely anointed, and I just want to thank you for everything that you do, not only for us, but everybody that you impact. And so with no further ado, I say good evening to you. let you get your first words in tonight and then cover us in prayer, if you would, sir.
Well, God bless you, Lady Diana. Thank you so much for that tremendous honor. And in all actuality, I really, really would be remiss if I didn't just say that all the glory and all the praise is due unto God for each and everything that he allows me to do and allows me to see and the things that he does through me. And so I thank the Lord to consider me worthy to not only be a blessing to the people, but to be blessed of the Lord tremendously. And having said that, let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now for allowing us this space and this place to come together and reason with one another. Father, I'm asking that you would just cover us right now as we go in, Lord God, that you would bind up every distraction, every technical difficulty. Lord God, that you would bind up every hindrance, Lord God. And Father, I'm praying that you would bless the people that they might receive a revelation, that they might see help unto their spirit, Lord God, and that they might be delivered thereby. And Father, I'm praying that you would bless each and every panelist, each and every guest, each and every contributor, Lord God, to the glory of the kingdom, Lord God. Let us edify the kingdom tonight, Lord God. Bless even our topic as we go forward. These and all other things we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
Well, thank you. One of the things that, as you said, we do, you know, when our listeners are away from us, we're always prepping and preparing to make ourselves better so that we're delivering the best product possible. And so with our very own CEO, Poetic's permission, he's allowed us to do a couple of things. So new starting tonight, one is we will now start having a scripture for the day. And, of course, Pastor Jay, we're holding you responsible for it. You accepted the challenge and considered it an honor, if I am quoting you correctly. And also, I thought it would be good before we dive off into the subject to just really touch on some hot topics, things that are going on in the world, and spend a few minutes on that, because this is the only time that we really get together, and sometimes there are some pressing things that are out there that really, I believe, you know, need to be discussed, and not that we get off track of what our mission is, but just to make sure that everybody is aware that we stay abreast with the day-to-day and what's going on. And so with that, Pastor, I know you always stay prepared and on your tippy toes, because that's what you do. You know, you stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So I'm interested myself, and I have my Bible right here, to find out what our scripture of the day is.
If you bear with me just one second, I'm actually just walking into my office and sitting down. I am prepared.
Okay.
However,
well,
like
you know
I said,
what?
I'll
flip it with you. Let me do my part first, and then by the time that I'm done with my hot topics, then we can move on to the scripture. Is that fair?
That sounds great.
All right. Sounds good. So, Poetic, I definitely want to get you engaged in this. Of course, Saturday was the big to-do. It was supposed to be the ending of the world and all of these things. And, you know, for the first time, I felt really strong in my faith because it never rattled me. I never even thought about it. I thought it was just, I don't know. At first, I thought it was hilarious. And then, you know, when I thought about the seriousness around it, you know, I felt really bad for the people who were followers who really believed in this man. They had, you know, some people talking about people pulled out $100,000+ out of their 401ks and all of this nonsense preparing for what they thought was, you know, the rapture. So I got to ask you, you know, Poetic, you know, what were your thoughts about all of this?
Well, I got to say, you know, I really didn't give it much thought because I kind of stand on the belief that no man knows the time, the date, or the hour, as the Bible says. So it's me personally. That's one scripture, I was exposed to understand that, you know, only God got that power to really make that decision. And we as far as us landing a point in time, the Bible already stated that we don't know. But And I'm also going to say this. I'll say this, though. Ironically, I was listening to the news this morning. They were talking about a lot of tornadoes.
Yes.
This morning that happened over the weekend.
Joplin, Missouri yeah. got hit really, really bad. That's like the death count is like at 128 right now.
So,
that was the next thing that was on my hot topic. So what is that? Did that kind of, I mean, because really, and then today, like, it, I'm not going to lie, the clouds got real dark, and it was so funny because we were talking about the story at work today. And then all of a sudden, the clouds got really dark as we started talking about the story. It started thunderstorming. Myra and I are hearing the thunder. I'm like, what is going on? And then we're like, we're not going by the window or whatever. And then an hour later, beautiful sunshine, you know, clear blue skies. I'm like, what is really going on? I could
well,
not believe it. I was just amazed.
I could say, ironically, on a timely matter, it's just, I think that's just a matter of things are happening anyway according to the Bible. According to the terms of, you know, in which we're going to live here on this earth, you know, rumors and stuff are going to be spread. And some of those things are going to be coincidental to the rumor. However, the Bible does clearly state that nobody knows the time, the date, or the hour. It will come like a thief in the night. So I don't think we need to worry on that, on those bases, but I would say this. Be prepared. Let's get prepared. I'm working on it. Y'all should work on it, too. Period.
I like that. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line, Poetic himself, words from the CEO. This is called our Hot Topics, where we spend a couple of minutes at the top of the show just talking about some of the, you know, things that are going on a daily basis, and then we are also going to be given a scripture by our very own Hip Hop National pastor for us to hold on to, not only throughout the show, but that will keep us kind of tied together in the Word until we meet each time again. So we're excited about the new additions to our format and also to our programming, and so we hope that you enjoy it as well. As we do always, we definitely want you to be engaged. You may have a way in on a hot topic or the scripture. All you have to do is dial 213-559-2995. That's 213-559-2995. And once you've dialed in, you just simply press the number 1. Your hand will go up on our little dashboard, and we will acknowledge your call. It's just that simple. If you're one of the shy folks, you can definitely get it going on in the chat room. All you have to do is log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Hip Hop National Radio. And it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I thought you was almost at the finish of your sentence before you rolled over. I wanted to let you know, you got some hands popping up right now. These people are eager to want to say something to you now.
Well, Lady Dot, before we go to the hands.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, both of y'all talking. Okay, I heard you, Poetic, so we can go to the hands, but it sounds like Pastor Jay wants to say something beforehand. Go ahead, Pastor Jay.
Yeah, if I may, before we go to the hands, and I just want to put this out there because the spirit of discernment within me has made it necessary for me to clarify this prior to opening the lines and going to hands. One of the first things that I want to say is that the Word of God is infallible, unfailing, and without contradiction. And so when we begin to examine the Word of God, understand that we examine the Word of God that we might reason together, that we might find that accord which would bring peace and understanding. And so when we open up the lines, I just want to say that I enjoy a good debate, and I enjoy good topics and an intellectual conversation. However, I just want to emphasize that this is not something where we have joined together to debate the Word of God, to put down anyone's religious beliefs, or to separate you from your relationship with God. Having said that, Lady Di, you are our hostess with the mostest, and so I will trust it to your discretion as to how to address the lines, and I'll give you back the floor. And by the way, coincidentally, I am ready to deliver that scripture whenever you are. You now have the floor.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. You already heard it. Our Hip Hop National Pastor has laid down the ground rules before we even open up those lines. And I want to just say this. We keep it raw and we keep it real, but we definitely keep it clean. So make sure that you are being, you are being intelligent with your conversation, and we are trying to set a platform where we can have healthy, great discussion so that we grow. And so, again, this is Hot Topics. What we've really been talking about is that we're hoping everyone keeps Joplin, Missouri in their prayer. Tornadoes have whipped through there. The death count is up to 128. The other big thing that's going on that I would like for us to keep our discussion around is the Joplin, Missouri, as well as the new Republican candidate who happens to be an African American. Herman Cain has come forth first we never had an African American president, and now we have two African American presidential candidates for 2012. You know, these are great topics that I believe, we should be weighing in on and paying attention around the world. So with no further ado, my very own CEO, Poetic, you now have the floor to go ahead and man the line.
Sure. Lady Di, my phone dropped off when Pastor laid off the ground, so I don't want to do anything wrong. If you don't mind,
you're not doing anything wrong.
Okay.
Well, basically, what we don't want to do is we don't want people to jump on. Saturday is gone, and if we could just veer away from the religious topic so that, you know, not to offend anyone or put us in a separation or divide, because that's not what the Hot Topics is intended for. So we've kind of changed it a little bit. The two hot topics that we're talking about is the Joplin, Missouri, and the new Republican African-American presidential candidate. So with that, make sure that you state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your question or your comment. Poetic, you now have the floor.
Okay. 804-930. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is DJ K-Ski calling from Petersburg, Virginia.
Hey, welcome, DJ Casey. How you doing? You have a question or comment?
I want to weigh in on the like she said about the politics and stuff like that. I mean, keeping it 1,000, I feel like they're throwing everything they can to deter another black man being in the White House. I mean, I have a strong opinion about that. And then see, one thing that I noticed now, had it been Bush who had gotten the situation cleared up with Osama bin Laden, it would have been flooded on the TVs. You would have started getting them almighty praise and all that stuff like that. But tell me I'm not the only one that didn't notice that they never once seemed like giving President Obama the credit for that situation. Every time you turn the channel, it was, you know, the Navy SEALs this, the SEALs this, the Army team this, the Army team that. But then going back in time, which we don't want to do, but still going back in time when President Bush initiated this, his namesake, everything about him was on TV every day from the beginning of the Iraqi war and then the chase for Osama bin Laden. It was always President Bush. But why? My thing is we, you know, as a nation need to stand up and get stronger. And I really believe that. I mean, we need to get behind our politicians, whether Democratic or Republican. It's
great
just
comment.
A matter of
Thank
fact.
You for weighing in. I appreciate that tonight. Make sure you stay on the line, DJ KC. We will be sure to engage you later. I love your comments.
No doubt.
I appreciate you joining. Go ahead, Poetic.
Okay, Lady Di. We have area code 904-405. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is James from Jacksonville. Learned about your program, your radio station, my boy Confucius. Well, just let me know about it, and I'm just listening and enjoying it.
Oh,
well, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for coming on tonight. Make sure you stick around. We'll be bouncing back and forth throughout the night, and we welcome your comments and your feedback. Thanks for joining.
Absolutely.
Poetic?
We got area code 352-301. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this your boy Confucius out of Gainesville representing Paper City, Palatka. What's up? What's going on, Poetic and Lady Di?
What's up, Confucius?
Hey, what's going on?
Brother, we see that you're out there fishing, man, bringing those people in, man, and teaching them this knowledge, man. I appreciate that, Confucius. That's great.
Oh, no doubt.
And you know we got you, too, man, so you make sure you put your request in for whatever y'all got to do. We got you back, brother. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. We've got area code 917-518. Wait, hold on. I'll have to do that again. 917-518. You now have the floor. State your name and where you're calling from. I'm doing great. Do you have a question or comment?
No. I'm actually calling in. My friend Storm told me to come in and start today.
Okay.
I'm actually listening and get myself abreast with what's going on.
And your name is?
Chris Branch.
You say Chris Branch?
Chris Branch, the producer.
Oh, how you doing, Chris? Thanks, man.
All
right.
How you doing, man?
We're doing great, brother. Thanks for coming. Welcome to the show.
All right.
And, all right, Lady Di, you now have the floor. That was the hands that's up for right now.
All right. Well, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Conference call and feedback line. It is your girl, Lady Di, holding down the fort, live and on the air with our very own CEO and visionary, Poetic, and our very own Hip Hop National Pastor, Pastor Jay. And today we just kicked off with Hot Topics, and what a Hot Topic session it was. We thank you for weighing in, and it is now closed, and we're going to move on to our next segment, which is our scripture of the day. And I understand my Hip Hop National Pastor, Pastor Jay, is ready for us. Give me the word, baby, because I got my Bible right here in my hand. Let's get it.
I'm glad to hear that you came equipped with your sword. And if you would, each and every person under the sound of my voice, open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy. And we're going to go to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. That's 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And I'll give you a second, everybody, to get it, who will, so that we're all on one accord here.
Amen.
And we're going to start at the very first verse of 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, where it says, and I'm reading, coincidentally, I also have to put this before the people, I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Bible, though this is my preferred translation, I know that there are many other translations, such as the NIV, such as the Amplified, such as the New American English Version. And so whichever version that you do have in front of you, I just encourage you to just follow along, and I will call out the scriptural reference as I go along. The first verse of 1 Timothy chapter 4 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The second verse says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and a worthy of all acceptation. Verse 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. The 11th verse, these things command and teach. 12th verse, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The 13th verse says, till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not, pay attention, people of God. The 14th verse says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy and with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And I'm going to stop right there. And I've read for you 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 16, and I want to challenge you to take that scripture and meditate on it. And regurgitate it and meditate on it some more, because in there will be a spiritual blessing unto your soul. And Lady Di, I heard you were about to ask something, so I'm going to go straight to you.
And I wasn't going to ask anything, but I was going to ask you if you mind, because I actually study out of the devotional Bible, and I was going to ask you if you would give me permission to read the version of this that it says, because this is so important. And I want our listeners to know the reason why the word is such a huge part of who we are is to make sure that we're in line with God, because that's really what this whole station is about. And what Pastor is doing is really pouring from his anointing. He's pouring out of his own cup into us. And that's going to help you as an artist or anything that you do be successful just by doing the right by the word. And that's why this is so important. And King James is just a wonderful version of the Bible. But me, I need to bite it in small bites. And that's why I love the devotional Bible. So if you would allow me, I just
feel
want to
free
speak.
And go right ahead and read your translation. In fact, I would love to hear that.
Yes. It says, now the Holy Spirit clearly says that in the later times, some people will stop believing the faith. They will follow spirits that lie and teachings of demons. Such teachings come from the false words of liars whose consciences are destroyed as if by hot iron. They forbid people to marry and tell them not to eat certain foods which God created to be eaten when thanked by people who believe and know the truth. Everything God made is good, and nothing can be refused if it is accepted with thanks, because it is made holy by what God has said and by prayer. Be a good servant of Christ by telling these things to the brothers and sisters. You be a good servant of Christ Jesus. You will be made strong by the words of the faith and the good teaching which you have been following. But do not follow foolish stories that disagree with God's truth, but train yourself to serve God. Training your body helps you in some ways, but serving God helps you in every way, by bringing you blessings in this life and in the future life too. What I say is true, and you should fully accept it. This is why we work and struggle. We hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Do not let anyone treat you as if you are unimportant because you are young. Instead, be an example to the believers with your words, your actions, your love, your faith, and your pure life. Until I come, continue to read the scriptures to the people, strengthen them, and teach them. Use the gift you have, which was given to you through prophecy when the group of elders laid their hands on you. Continue to do those things. Give your life to doing them so your progress may be seen by everyone. Be careful in your life and in your teaching. If you continue to live and teach rightly, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. My God. That's a great word. What a word. Come on. That's true. God, that is just powerful. Okay?
God laid that in my spirit about 4 o'clock this morning, and I've been holding it for us, and so I thank the Lord. And I love the devotional Bible because I study out of the King James, so to hear it out of the devotional scripture really, really puts it in a whole nother context, and all I can do is just say thank you, Lord, for considering us worthy to speak to us in such a fashion. And with that, Lady Di, I'm going to shut up my mouth, and we're going to get started on a wonderful night. I believe God's about to do some great things for the people.
He already has. Thank you, Pastor. 1 Timothy and 4 is what we need everybody to be holding on to while tonight and while we're apart from each other. And tonight we are talking about the producing of the record. Whose job is it anyway? This week, we're going to dig into the hard work that actually goes into making the actual hit. The public is usually left with the end result. Nevertheless, it's a lot more involved than what meets the eye. Often the general perception lends itself to conclude it was one individual who put it all together. One might say, for example, that Kirk Franklin or P. Diddy, Jermaine Dupri, and many other name producers are the ones responsible for producing the record. However, if you were to ask them, they will undoubtedly let you know it takes a collaborative effort of a great artist, an excellent music producer, top-of-the-line instrumentation, stylists, photographers, videographers, and the list goes on and on. So this week, Hip Hop National Family, we're going to be speaking on some of the elements that goes into the production process to make the actual record. We aim to give you the best tips and tools for getting the most exposure for your success. And with that, we are going to kick off the topic. Poetic, you did your thing. I love it. I love it. I really like the title, The Producing of the Record, Whose Job Is It Anyway? What a way to kick off a Monday, and a great Monday it is. Thank you for the word that's been pushed forth. For those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line. You have two ways to join us. You can simply dial in to 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 if you have a question or a comment that you'd like weighed in on. And if you are the shy type, you can definitely get on in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. And it definitely goes down in the chat room. So with that, the producing of the record, whose job is it anyway? Did I hear my bishop join the line? Does it sound like I heard his voice?
Yes, it did, Lady Di. However, now I got it. No, he's on now. He's on.
Okay. Is that my bishop? I didn't get to say hi to my bishop. Bishop Thorne?
How you doing? How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm blessed. How you doing, Al?
I'm blessed, buddy. How you doing today?
All right. I'm blessed. Right. Pastor, I know you in the building. How you doing, Chief?
I am blessed and truly favored in the Lord.
Man.
What more can I say, Doc?
I was just basking in Timothy 4, and that's some food. I need to go back real quick. For all the listeners out there tonight, that's some food from God's mouth. That spoke volumes. That's a Selah right there, Pastor. That's a Selah right there. But to answer your question, whose job is it when it comes to producing? Real quick, and I'll say this. Number one, the job of the producer is to conduct and bring a collaborative effort in the studio, and it starts with the producer. Then as the producer produces, the writer comes along, and it's a marriage because the producer's got to paint a concept for the writer or the person writing the song or the producer that's producing the song. There has to be a concept. So it's almost like that music and the lyrics are like an audio movie. And with that being said, Lady Di, you may now have the floor.
That sounds good. Pastor, what do you think about that? I mean, when you think about the production piece of it, I mean, a lot of times, unless you really are in the industry, I mean, I'm listening at a final product. I don't really know or honestly care who has done anything up to that point of me hearing it. And so I think sometimes when we, if we're honest with ourselves, unless you are those big names, sometimes a lot of producers, they don't really get that play. And that's why so many times there's people that have been in the game for 10, 12 years before they actually get on top or visible to us. And so I really would like to hear what you have to say about that, Pastor.
One of the things I want to say is that it's so important that in the creative process, I think that just like when we go in to produce our show, it has to be a synergy and a cooperative effort. However, I do agree that oftentimes the full work that's put forward by the producer and actually in this time where we see more common that songs are written by one person and performed by the artist, oftentimes we don't really give the kudos, if you will, to the actual songwriters. And so I think that it's a cooperative effort and something we say here often, build your team. And so I think that it's a team effort, and that's where your team comes into play. Because I think everyone contributes a little bit to putting a record together, either it's inspiration, either it's a hook, either it's a beat, either, you know, I think everyone involved kind of puts a little something into a finished product. And having said that, I think I really want to hear Al's take on it, because Al has really been hands-on in that particular arena. And so I would love to hear his take on it. We've already heard Archbishop Storm, and as a producer, I trust that his word comes from experience through life. And so I really would like to hear Al's take on it, Lady Di.
Yeah, Pastor Jay, I would say definitely kudos should go to a lot of the people in the process. They sometimes get overlooked when the guy, they get overshadowed. It's not that the producers want to overshadow them like that, but they are immediately in the limelight because you got the P. Diddy's and you got the Jermaine Dupree. These guys, yeah, they definitely got a track record, you know, like Dr. Dre, but the credit also need to go to the various people who put things together. There's many times we're in the studio and we're sitting there and we just come up with a small idea, but that idea it carries that record, and sometimes we're not recognized for it. So regardless if they're not recognized for it, you know, in the big picture, we have to recognize them here to let them know that it's a lot goes into that process. So you got songwriters, you got hook makers. Sometimes people just specialize in the hook. But you don't see all that. All you do is see the finished product. You see the graphics all done. But how about the man who did the graphics? You know, how about the printer that was involved, the distributor that was involved in getting out of it? That's what goes into making a record. And this is why I wanted to make that known. Because on Wednesday, we are going to talk about the difference between the executive producer, the difference between the music producer, to let you know that there are differences in the process, but you got the creative side as well as you got the people who putting out the project. But everybody deserves the credit along the line, and that's why I thought it was very important to bring up this topic. So, as we go forward, I think we collectively feed people's brains and make them know that it's a bigger process than what they're immediately looking at. Now, Lady Di.
Excellent. I'm going to let you prepare for our first song. As I say this, you know, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. This is really important because, we take it so lightly. I mean, I can't, the last time we heard something that just really sounded good to us, you know, I'm just thinking in conversation, even when we're talking about how good the song sounds. I never ever hear any conversation about, I wonder who produced that or who was the person who came up with the lyrics. You know, and I feel that that's why this is such an important topic, because it is stuff that falls by the wayside. Like, we have become this microwave world where we just want the finished product and we want it done fast. And everything is not that way. And so when we take a look at the industry and all of the steps that it takes to get to that number one hit, the things that you have just now heard from our expert panelists, you know, are true. And so with that, we're going to pay a few bills, and we're going to have our first feedback session. That's a fun part of the show. Al's really excited to get us to paying the bills. You know that's what CEOs do.
No, that wasn't me. That's somebody else who just logged onto the computer and they're lying.
Oh, I thought you was. I said he got an almost sound effect. Like,
I'm gonna go ahead and take the blame for that. That was my fault.
Yeah,
I just was logging into the chat room.
I'm laughing because I said, we get real good. Y'all done got a text that I don't know about. We got sound effect. I said, commercial. Wow. We getting fancy. I'm like, so you're fancy, huh? But on the other side, we're going to pay a few bills, and then we're going to go to the feedback session. This is a part of the show where we actually rate a song 1 through 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and we give constructive criticism with love. Not to tear down, but yet to build up our artists so that they can become the very best them that they can be. And so we're going to pay a few bills and then come back with Confucius, where they do that at. Where they do that at. Okay, we're going to hear what Confucius got to say, and he actually is on the line. So you're listening to feedback. You're listening to feedback. Not yet, huh? You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Where they do that at? All about my money, I ain't playing. Where they do that at? Boy, I got
Radio conference call and feedback line. It's your girl, Lady Di, alongside the dream team of men tonight. We got Archbishop Storm on the line, along with our own Hip Hop National Pastor, Pastor Jay. And of course, we could not do any of this without our wonderful CEO and visionary, Poetic. And I know Myra Morris is somewhere in the background holding down like she does so eloquently. And I want to say good evening to Corey, who has officially checked into the chat room. Hey, Corey. So we hope that you guys have enjoyed Confucius. It's called Where They Do That At, huh? I like that. Had a nice little hook to it. I definitely give them a strong 7, and I definitely got to see what my hip-hop national pastor thought about Confucius, Where They Do That At. Pastor?
I enjoyed that, in fact, and I like the fact that Confucius was a regular supporter and on the line before we ever heard his music, and I enjoyed his music, so I'm going to give him an 8, which is really, really the highest rating you can get from Pastor Jay. I like the content, I like the track, and I like the fact that it was radio ready. And so having said that, Confucius, brother, good work, keep up the good work. And we look forward to hearing more stuff from you, and I'll lock it in with the 8.
All right. 8 is great, Pastor Jay. What does our bishop think about this? Archbishop Storm, what do you think about Confucius, Where They Do That At?
I'm going to give it an 8 because he followed instructions. Confucius, I want to say thank you for following instructions.
Hook catchy.
It was to the point. But he followed instructions. For that,
I like
not
that.
A all day.
All right. Got another 8 in the house. Well, Mr. CEO and visionary, Poetic, what did you think about old Confucius? Did we lose our... You know what? This blog talk is something else. We cannot be losing the visionary, the CEO.
No, I'm very much here. Just had both on mute. Why, I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that I had the 4, but I didn't. I got to give that an 8. But Confucius, I got to tell you, man, I was bobbing my head with it. Where They Do That At? You know, it's a very nice, catchy beat and very clean, man. And that's how we keep it here, man, so we can help you sell that music. So keep doing your thing, brother. Thank you. So you want me to take the line, Lady Dot, from here?
I do. That's why I passed it to you, for you to do what you do, boo.
Okay. 917-518, could you please state your name and where you're calling from?
This is Cliff Branch. How you doing? And I'm calling from New York. I'm a producer from New York. This is Storm Brent.
Right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I wanted to listen in and see what was happening. And
what did you think of the song?
I liked the song. I thought it was perfect. I give it an 8 as well.
Okay.
It was very catchy. It was to the point, you know. And I think that if he keeps up, you know, he's got something going on.
Well, thank you for your feedback.
Lady
Di,
unfortunately, my one phone just died, so I had to pick up another.
Okay. No problem.
And we're going to go to area code 904. That's 904-405. Please state your name and give us a rating on that song from 1 to 10.
Hey, this James Marsby from Jacksonville, Florida, a.k.a. Palaka. My boy did his thing. I give it a triple A. Keep your head on Confucius. Good work, man. Let God use you, baby.
All right. You got anybody else, Poetic?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hold on. We're going to go to 267-303. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Yes, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Could you state your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. This is Jay, Never Enough Productions from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, Jay. How you doing? Jay, did you hear the song?
I did hear the song. It was great. I definitely agree with you. It was clean. It had a catchy hook. You know, and it had a catchy beat, and those things are important when you're thinking about production. So, good song, Confucius, definitely good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
Oh, you too. You stay with us now, okay?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely there with you.
904-405. Did I just come to you?
Yeah, that was James.
Oh, yeah, you...
No, there's another one. There's another one, actually.
Oh, that's you, Tisha. That's you.
Yeah,
that's
just my wife. She's listening to it.
It's Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my wife are doing our thing. Confucius, give me the head up.
Okay. Thanks, Lady Di, you now have the floor.
All right. We're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line. We just got off the feedback session with Confucius, where they do that at. And he did his thing with all high sevens and eights. Keep up the good work, Confucius. We're looking for some more music from you, baby. You're doing your thing.
I missed one. No, I didn't. We're fine. Lady Dot is very important. I think you want to engage Chris. Chris Green, I think he has something to say as far as the topic tonight as well. So just wanted to let you know. Okay.
No problem. Go ahead, Mr. Grant. You have something you want to share with us? By all means. Chris?
Hello?
Is his line open?
Yeah, his line open. He just spoke. Chris,
are you there?
Oh, you know what? You guys are calling me Chris.
What'd you say?
Oh, it's Cliff. Cliff.
Okay. Yeah.
You didn't know who it was. I figured that.
Okay.
I was like, what was going on
here?
I was
how you doing,
Cliff? How you guys doing, okay, man?
We're doing great,
Cliff. Yeah, going back to that word, though, I already gave my comment on Confucius, but I thought that was a good word that you gave. On Timothy, and you know, definitely all the listeners should listen to that. You know, I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse because I was performing last night, and my voice is kind of you know, aching me at this point. But can you actually hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I knew you probably wanted to get engaged with the topic, so I just don't want to overlook you. But Lady Di, you got the floor, and as you know, as the night moves, I'm sure he'd be glad to be pitching in. You have the floor.
All right. Well, tonight, you know, we are kicking off the week talking about production. You know, what is that recipe to producing that great hit? And whose job is it anyway? I mean, all we get to do is cut on our radio or put in our CD and bob our heads and really enjoy the music. But what really happens to get us to that point? And so we want to dig deep this week and talk about how important
the production team is to the success of a number one hit. You know, and I really would like us to take a moment to talk about the production team. I mean, can it be just a one-man band and still be successful? What's your thoughts on that? I'm going to start with Pastor Jay.
Lady Di, I'm going to have to defer my comment at this time to the rest of the panelists, as I'm actually in the middle of something and my phone is actually fading in and out. So
let me get my technical difficulties
under control and I'll come back.
All right, let's go to your partner in crime and see if Archbishop Storm can weigh in on that. Are you available, Bishop?
Yes, I'm here, Lady Di. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about the importance of the production team, and I wanted you to, if you would, just weigh in. I mean, do you believe it can just be a one-man band, you know, people go in and get the one-hit wonders, or do you think now to really have longevity and to be relevant in the industry today, does it truly take an entire production team? And I want you to weigh in on that.
I would say initially there has been producers that have successfully done it on their own, but overall, the overall projective that it is a team effort. Creatively, you know, if you want to take, let's just say, as a producer for me, when I get into the studio with the artist I'm writing, there is a team, but initially, the team that initially starts is, you know, it could be management in the room, it could be me and the artist particularly, and create that synergy, see if there's that synergy, because it starts out first creatively, and that's by the song concept, what the projection is, where do you want to take the song, what's the theme of the song. Sonically, production-wise, when you hear certain beats that make you want to just jump, like, wow, and then they come with the hook, it's like wherever the producer's mind and the songwriter and those around at that time was there, they captured the heart of that record. So everything comes into play, not just musically, marketing team, how to market this song that's a hit, that's a potential hit, how to market the video concept, the whole brand behind this song or the theme of this artist, it goes a lot, so it is a team effort.
I have to agree with you wholeheartedly because I think, you know, it's just a record. It's just a record in a finished, you know, a CD, far as I'm concerned, until it don't become a record in the whole sense of the word until the marketing team that got behind it, people, you got the social media team that's behind it now because we're totally in a new state of technology. All of that comes into play to creating and making that a record what comes to the end of the day, a Billboard hit. So it takes, if it's a one-man show, he's a bad joker.
I mean, we have just really evolved, and that's, you know, why I really kind of wanted to dig into it because, you know, there have been so many people that have come, and, you know, even in a time where, not to bring up, you know, bad stuff, but, I mean, even in a time when you think about production and all of the things that we've actually witnessed, you know, or the lack of, you know, I think about the Millie era. You know what I mean? The era. And really, when you think about it, I mean, they, like, sold a lot of records only to be, you know, found out that they were a fraud. So, I mean, it's just interesting to me how music has evolved. And I just shared that to say that there are so many opportunities now. And even having an ear for music, because I love music. I've been engaged with music for over 20 years now. And even now, you can kind of tell the ones who are just studio artists, and that just means you pull them out to do some Acapulco or live, and no telling what you might get, because the producers and that production team has made them sound really, really good. And no offense, because I love my girl, but when you look at right now, two of Destiny Child members have out records, Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. You know, and whereas Kelly Rowland's Motivation, I mean, that really is a hot song that's doing very well right now on the charts. You know, Beyonce is at a point now where when you look at her entire record, when you look at her entire following, when you look at her entire sales, she's more the total package. You know, so you look at it and you may get a one hit from Kelly, but you're going to get the whole package with the Beyonce. And so,
right.
You know, I just want us to be mindful of these types of things because we have examples out here. Bishop Storm, were you going
right.
to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to engage my mentor Cliff in this one because him being a producer, Lady Di, for some of today's biggest artists, and him being also a musician, a true minstrel as a musician slash producer and songwriter. So I want to kind of engage him in this as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you hit a mark when you said Milli Vanilli because back in the day, you know, really how they actually made it was they came out with a brand. It was sort of a brand, and it was kind of double-sided because they used a song that had a beat that was very familiar with, like, we had the old Soul to Soul craze. At the time, I produced a girl by the name of Sybil that did the same thing, Don't Make Me Over, and all
yeah.
those songs. They were all back to life, back to reality. I also did Maxi Preach, which was the same beat, Close, I Want to Be Close to You. They came out with this type of beat that everybody stayed on, you know, and kind of put a brand on top of it and made it happen. You know, good melody, came with it from good writers. Maxi used the people from England. It was like an English move, and I thought that was very eccentric, but I thought it was like almost like the Dr. Dre of London at the time. You know, that kind of encouraged me to produce and do certain things because that was it was very very essential for us to understand that you could be a producer, one sided producer, but you do need other people. I think Vanilli used. Was the guy that wrote at the gas station, that I guess was the guy who sued them later, you know, and they had other writers. They had people that marketed them in such an interesting brand. It was even imitated on Living Color, you know. So I think this is what's happening now pretty much with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is great, you know, in terms of song, but because of her branding, like Beyonce, who was able to be branded later on, you know, I think this is, you know, you have a better chance. But now, what does the producer do? Does he come up with the branding, the concept for the way the artist looks, or does he come up with the song? You know, I think our producers today, you know, they're a little confused on what to really do, even though there's a lot of avenues to do things. You know, everybody's like, well, if I look like Lady Gaga, will I be selling out? Or, you know, I mean, it's a whole bunch of questions. I mean, I'm not going to tie up the floor, but there's a whole bunch of questions to be answered in terms of how do I approach a production. Okay.
Well, we definitely appreciate your expertise and glad that you are on the line and glad that we finally got your name right. I'm keep wondering why you're not answering, and I guess you were like, well, if you called the right name, I would. So we appreciate you being on Mr. Cliff Grant. Wow. I mean, we've been calling on you all night trying to get you engaged. That is hilarious. But thank you for being a part of the expert panelists tonight. We definitely don't want you to go anywhere because this is a time where we open up our lines, which are is 213-559-2995. Again, 213-559-2995. All you have to do to ask your question or give your comment is simply press the number 1. We're happy to acknowledge your question or comment. If you're on online, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Hip Hop National Radio, and you can definitely get it on in the chat room. Myself, Poetic, the CEO and visionary, as well as our own Hip Hop National Pastor, Pastor Jay, we're all on deck and in the chat room. So if you don't want to ask your question over the phone, you can certainly ask it in the chat room. And with that, you know, again, thank you, Cliff, for being a part of this very interesting topic. We're talking tonight about production and whose job is it anyway? And it sounds like what we keep consistently hearing is that it really does take a team, people that you trust, people that are going to be there with you through thick and thin, people that are going to show up to the venues, whether there's one person or a million. And these are the things that help you along the way become a better artist. And we want to always stretch you to excellence and help you be successful and hope that you would always pay it forward. Each one, reach one, and teach one. Give back. And, you know, we haven't had an opportunity to say it lately, so I'm going to bring Poetic up on deck, our visionary and CEO, to tell people how they can actually get engaged and help support the Hip Hop National Radio movement. Poetic?
Okay. You can go to Hip Hop National Radio, hiphopnationalradio.com. And at the very top, we have a donation button. If you just like what we're doing here and you want to just contribute to the movement, you can actually just give us a donation, and that would help keep this these topics, what we try to provide for you, what we do provide for you, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, across the board as far as time zones, in alignment with each time zone. That's how you can get involved as far as time is concerned. And on Sunday, we take you to church at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that'll be 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, you can sing your music here, and we will play your music as long as you bring 10 of your friends. And so we could teach 10 of your friends this valuable information and have them request your music. And you can send the music to hiphopntl@gmail.com. Again, that number is hiphop. I cannot believe I said that. That email is hiphopntl@gmail.com. That's hiphop, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, L as in Larry, @gmail.com. And you can easily get involved here. And we do encourage you to advertise with us. Advertise with us in our magazine. And just contact us at 877-580-8555. And we'll be gladly to get you into some advertisement as far as rotation on our show, on our as far as a commercial is concerned. We'll put a commercial for you together so you can play it right here on the show and tell people how to get your music. It's one thing to get it played here. It's another thing to tell them how to get it. So we encourage that you advertise with us. We also have interviews and everything that you can do, so contact us. Again, that number is 877-580-8555. Ladies, you have the floor.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. CEO and Visionary Poetic. It's time for us now to chime in again on some music. What we have on deck at the top of the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock for most of you hour is Young Exclusive, and this song is called Breathe Easy, Young Exclusive. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line.
Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com.
or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Man, it's a real song. Just five grandparents, my single mothers. You feel me? Breathe easy.
EvolutionBeats.com.
I said, mama, take a deep breath. This life is so full of stress, but our lives have been blessed. Trying to strive for the best. Raised by my GP. Life far from hood, but yet he just keep calling me. Tell and gunplay, hard knocking, that's what we tryna say. Looking at the street light, like why am I so stuck in this life? Is like a potent hit, just tryna get rid of it. I know you're praying for my life, almost every night. I'm in the street, just living cool life until I see the flash of light. Then I'm gone, just like a nightmare. Nothing else but heartache, broken bones and crime rate. Dead bros and family way, some eyes are water fears. My spirit, take a deep breath, drop to your knees and say, Lord, please protect my son. And all his wrongdoings, he just needs a little light. And everything's alright now. Breathe easy, mama, breathe right.
That one is simply called Breathe Easy. We're inside of a feedback session. This is where you get an opportunity to weigh in and rate the song 1 through 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. We ask that you keep it raw, you keep it real, but we ask that you keep it clean, and we do need an actual rating on the song, 1 through 10. So with that, I am going to definitely swing to Archbishop Storm and see what you thought about Old Young Exclusive. And Breathing Easy. Is Bishop Line open?
Yes, it is. I'm here.
Oh, right.
I'm here.
What do you think about Young Exclusive?
I'm going to rate it a 7. I'm going to rate it a 7.
Okay.
What I would suggest, I like it. It's catchy. It's got a feel to it, but as far as vocally, it needs to be touched up.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
What about Pastor Jay?
Well, Lady Di, I thought it was kind of hot, but I really, really feel like that track needs to breathe. I think we missed so much in the production that it took a lot away from the song itself. And so with that,
okay,
I'm going to give it a 6 and
okay,
hope that we can take it back in, tighten it up a little bit, and resubmit it.
Sounds good. Cliff, what you think about the song?
I think the hook was kind of interesting in terms of musically with the keyboard sample, but I don't think that lyrically I was looking for something for the hook, and I thought the verse was okay. I would give it a 6.2. I think he can actually rework it because the sample of the hook or whatever that was, whether he played it or sampled it, I think that was kind of interesting, and the drama of it could work. So I suggest he rework it and brighten up the production a little bit, and it'll come through.
All right. That's something for him to work toward. He's a real young guy, teenager, with a lot of ambition and wanting to do some things. We have Anita on the line.
Lady Di, can't open up anybody's lines at the moment. My computer actually, I thank God that when it died on me, it had everybody's lines open so we can get some feedback off the song. It died on me. I had to dial back in. So I'm kind of restarting over at the moment. So
we're going to jump back into the discussion. Don't worry about it.
Okay, let me say this, though, because I wanted to chime in on it. And we will be able to get to Anita's phone in a minute. But I have to give it a 5, to tell you the truth, Lady Di, because I felt that the hook itself, if I hadn't known the song, I wouldn't have picked up Breathe Easy in that hook. It kind of sounded muffled to me.
Okay.
So it wasn't clear on that hook part. I mean, he had a decent tune, and then when he dropped the .com on there, I wasn't expecting it, so I thought it was a mistake.
Gotcha.
And that's real.
That's good feedback. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good feedback. That's what we like. Thank you for that.
Okay, now I can go to the lines on Lady Down. I'm back up and running, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Area code 352-301. Confucius, could you please go ahead and chime in on that and give us your rating?
I'm sorry, yes, not a problem. Before I do that, first of all, I just want to say, you know, I give thanks to God for my life, health, and strength. And I also want to thank everybody that called in and those that's on the panel tonight that gave me the ratings on my song, where they do that at. I appreciate y'all thoughts and y'all.
We appreciate that, bro.
And
what do you think of that
thank
song?
Thank you. And as for the song, I'm going to give it a 6, only the simple fact that production, it really didn't, you know, move me as much. Yes, the lyrics needs to be a little bit more better. And as I was listening to it, because, you know, I really have a strong ear for music, I really didn't, you know, get the feel of it. It kind of reminded me of elevator music, you know, with the, like, carousel just continuously just kept going. I was looking for different sound effects, breakdown, you know, intermissions, and it just didn't move me. So, practice makes perfect. He's good. He needs to practice a little bit more, and I feel like the more and more he do, he'll get better. So, definitely need to go back into the lab.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Thank you, Confucius. Appreciate that. Area code 424-288. I think that's you, Anita.
Yes, that's me. Good evening, everyone.
How you doing?
Good evening, lady. I'm good. I have to give him a five. Like I said, it's a good beat. And when I said I couldn't understand a single word, it wasn't that the wording was not clear. The previous caller, I couldn't exactly figure out what the feeling it gave me was, but that was just it. It didn't move me. I sat there listening to it, and all I heard was the music, and the words in it just, like, disappeared for me. And it was no breathing space in it. I mean, it was, you know, it was a nice beat and everything like that, but I think if he goes back in and retunes that, you know, and kind of punctuate throughout, but it was monotonous all the way through. But the beat was good.
Okay. Lady Di, I got one more to go to.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
That's 267-303. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from? 267-303. All right, we'll come back to you. And 941-201. Did you hear the song? Because I thought I saw your number and then it fell off.
I'm calling now. No, I didn't hear it. I would like to hear it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, could you state your name and where you're calling from, and we'll get back to you on that.
I'm calling from Bradenton, Florida.
Okay. Bradenton, Florida, and what's your name?
Maurice Butler.
Maurice Butler. And is there a special request that you look?
Yeah. No, I would let that song go out to my nephew.
Okay, what song is that?
Why They Do It Like That.
Why They Do It Like That. Oh,
why
okay. We've already played that. But thanks
okay.
for calling in and supporting it, definitely.
Okay.
Confucius, you got it going on, brother. Got it going on. You got all these people calling and supporting you.
Okay.
Lady Di, you now have the floor.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Archbishop Storm, our very own visionary and CEO Poetic, and Hip Hop National's Pastor Jay. Tonight we have been talking about production, the producing of a song. And whose job is it really? And we have guest expert panelist Cliff Grant online, who has been dropping the knowledge, giving it all to us. And, of course, you guys know what a big sports fan I am. So I've been also catching a glimpse of the Dallas Mavericks and Oklahoma City Thunder. And we're in the fourth quarter, and we're losing right now, so I'm not happy. The score is 84-96 in Oklahoma City's favor. So I'm going to quit paying attention to it and dive back into this wonderful topic that we're talking about, producing. Whose job is it, really? I mean, and all of the things that we've heard thus far tonight have been right on point. And, you know, I would really like for you to open up Anita's line, because she's always keeping it raw and real. Sometimes she scares me. But open up her line, because I would like her to weigh in on this, because I know she has family that's in the business as well as things that she does too. And Anita, I wanted to get your opinion. We've been talking about producing, having a great production team, you know, the key to success when you're actually at the point of producing a record. And I wanted to hear what you had to add to the conversation.
Come in what respect?
Again.
It's like this, Lady Di. I think that everything starts with a plan. You know,
okay.
I said this on Friday, the topic that we were discussing then. I mean, if you're an artist, you are your business. So you need to make you your business. You can't rely on someone else to come in there and say, oh, you know, that they consult with you. I mean, your managers, your producers, whatever you have, those are consultants to you. You are the artist. And if you don't stay true to yourself and actually plan out, you know, your strategic moves, then you're going to be left
being turned into something that somebody else wanted to create. And you put it on paper. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. I mean, I've been in business a long time, and I've, you know, done a lot with it, and that's the one thing. And when I go in and look at, you know, others that are trying to start things, the first thing I ask for is, let me see your business plan. Yeah, I have a 9-year-old and an 18-year-old who come to me with all kind of crazy stuff. And, I mean, these two kids have minds on them. And, you know, both were self-employed at a young age. And the first thing I ask for is, where's your plan? You know, I might get it in crayon, but at least I got it. So
right.
I think the production starts with you first. You have to know who you are, where you're going, what you want your goals to be. Because you can't have, if you have no plan to start out with, nobody else can help you achieve that.
That's a word.
You know, and
that's a word.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. And that's the way it is in life. And that's the way, I mean, these guys work hard. You know, my nephew gets his music played on here, you know, and I listen to everything. But, and I just absorb what I hear. And what I'm hearing is, everybody can do everything to promote that artist, produce that artist, but if that artist isn't sure of what his own path is and where he wants to lead himself, then he'll never get there. So production's going to start in the mind and the heart of that artist, and then it's projected onto whatever his team is.
That's a good word. You know, we always appreciate you. And, you know, I tell you, the other thing is that people don't understand that a lot of people – And this is something so serious, but a lot of people walk around life with their plan in their head. And the problem is you hit something key. It's like, you know, they're wanting to get frustrated and wonder why they can't get any help and assistance in helping them accomplish their goal, but nobody knows what to do because we're just sitting there and we're just supporting you because we love you, but we haven't seen anything in writing. There's nothing on paper. It's all in your head. And well,
exactly.
That may be good for you and it's working for you. That's not working for me because I need some direction, some guidance. Tell me what it is I'm supposed to do because my time is very precious. So
listen,
I mean,
nothing's written in stone. You know what I'm saying? So when you make that plan out, you know, in the back of your mind, it's your master plan, but it's there on paper to be tweaked. It's not like you've written it in stone and that's the road you have to follow and you can't veer from it, you know, and you can't grow and you know, educate yourself more, learn more, change more, you know, or even take a different direction. But if you have a path to start down, then you know that you have somewhere to finish.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and that goes, and
that
the question on production, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, you have to know, and you tweak it along the way. But when you have it and you can actually pull it out and look at it, and every major business, every business person that's ever done something in this world, everybody will tell you they start with a plan. You can't walk into a bank and they won't even look at your, you know, your business going in here for a loan unless you have a plan. So you need to start with yourself. If you are your own commodity, you need to start with yourself.
You are absolutely right. Wow, that is something else because we've been talking about writing it down, and we were talking about having a two and two and how we need to write the vision and make it plain because God has made it, you know, for an appointed time. And so it's just funny how, you know, we get that and it comes in confirmation. So thank you for sharing that word tonight, Anita, because that is a big gap that we see often. And it is a make or break oftentimes when people don't have their plan because you don't have a plan, you have nothing to execute against, you don't really have goals. Set, there's no way to measure what it is that you're doing. That's why people spend so much of their time chasing their tail, going around in circles. So that is just awesome. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that. Pastor, you know, I know you're passionate about that. So, Pastor, I wanted to know if you had anything you wanted to lend to that.
One of the things, and I always, although I will say that Anita is officially our Peter in the bunch, and so I applaud her because her seriousness and her dedication to just keeping it real oftentimes just really touches me. And I think that it's so relevant, the comment that she put before the people, that you have to know what you're trying to accomplish before anyone else will. Oftentimes, and I've experienced this myself as an engineer, you know, artists come into the studio and they expect great things, but they haven't really hashed out the vision themselves. And so much of a production revolves around the artist himself or herself. And if the artist is without a vision or without really a deep insight, then basically, and I have to be frank, and please, I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but when you come into the studio like that and you don't have a clear, concise vision for yourself, you're basically just wasting everybody's time and your money. And so it's so important that you have a definition of your vision, that you know what you're trying to convey. We talked about presentation. We talked about giving our fans something that they can value. And so all of these things, if you will, have to go into the mixing pot and come out with the finished product in the end of the day. And oftentimes,
well, you're
you know, I want to rap, I want to sing, and but you get in the studio and you don't know what you want to rap or what you want to sing, and you expect your team to do it for you. And I hate to say it this way, but I'm not the one getting before the people. I'm not the one that has to get out there and deliver your song. And so it's so essential that it starts at home. And having said that, Lady Di, I'll throw the floor back to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for that. I just want to make sure that Cliff or Archbishop, did you guys have anything you wanted to lend to that before we move on?
No, I'm cool. I'm listening. Everything has been said. You know, let's hear the next one.
Excellent. Okay. I really wanted to just make sure that we're always mindful of recapping a lot of the things that we discuss to keep everyone on the same page. So if you missed us at the top of the show, we are incorporating what I believe is going to be just make us even that much more better. We talked about hot topics today. I'm definitely asking everyone to keep Joplin, Missouri in our prayers. There was lots of damage done with tornadoes and bad weather, natural disaster. The death count is up to like 128 right now in death total. And also, the other hot topic is that we have another African-American presidential candidate on the Republican side. That is going to lend for a very interesting 2012 election. It'll be interesting. So we're excited about what lies ahead. And then, new addition to the show, Scripture of the Day came from 1 Timothy, all of chapter 4. And our very own Hip Hop National pastor, Pastor Jay, blessed us with such a very timely message and word. So we definitely want to make sure that we give you industry knowledge, that we feed you spiritually so that you can be the total package in being successful in all of your ventures. And we always wish you much success in all of your endeavors and everything that you do. So with that, we're going to dive back in, again, talking about production. You know, whose job is it really? And this has just been such a healthy discussion because I think sometimes we do. Honestly, we forget about the producing piece because we're just listening to the final product. And so we were wanting to dig in all this week and hard about the work that goes on behind the scenes, the actual part of making the record. Public, of course, we are usually left with the end result, and nevertheless, it's a lot more involved than what meets the eye. Often the general perception lends itself to conclude it was one individual who put it all together. And we talked about
that
great
should have been what you got when you put in kcal.com.
Franklin, P. Diddy, Jermaine Dupri,
Newt
Anita,
and many other name producers are some of the ones responsible for producing the record. However, if you were to ask people, undoubtedly, they will let you know that it takes a collaborative effort of the great artist, the music producer, some of the top music itself, stylists, and the list goes on and on as far as a successful team is concerned. And so that's what we're digging into this week. Tonight, the producing of the record, whose job is it anyway? You all out in listening land have been wonderful with chiming in. We want to encourage you in our last half hour to definitely dial in to 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 to get your comment or question in. If you're on the line and you'd like to join myself, Poetic, and Pastor Jay in the chat room, you can simply log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. You can get your girl Anita in there as well. Production, producing the record, whose job is it anyway? Cliff, I want to definitely swing to you because you being an expert, especially on the production side, I would like for you, if you will, just take a moment and give all of the listeners your top 5 things that you think will assist them with being prepared for the producing part of their record. And we're going to lend the floor to you. Go ahead, Cliff.
Okay. I think one of number one, I would say, come to the vision and the plan, which we had said earlier. You know, having a vision, having a plan. If you fail to plan, you're going to fail. So we had said that early. You know, I kind of put a little twist to it, which me and Storm got years ago from our background. The second thing is actually preparation. You could have a vision, but if you don't prepare, and preparation comes from things like learning how to play. You know, learning your craft, learning whatever it is that it is. You playing a keyboard, and learn how to play the keyboard. Don't go into the keyboard and change transposition, because it makes it easier. You know, anything worthwhile is going to take a little hard work, you know. If you go into the gym, you're not going to lose weight if you don't do the exercise. You're not going to just sit on a machine and eat chocolate and try to work on the machine. You got to do something to work out. The third thing I would say is to listen, you know, to what's out there, what the marketplace is, what's going on, who's buying what, who's listening to what first. And then understand that whoever's listening to that, you know, these things are being bought. So who's buying these things and why? Don't just think, you know, your music is the greatest thing in the world. You know, you're supposed to have a little pride, but some artists, they fall short thinking that their music is the only thing and you know, the holy grail to what it is. Now, you said something earlier about Timothy. Yes, we are ordained to do things. We are by the laying of hands. God tells us we should do this, or we are about to do that, and the laying of hands is actually the oil. So we actually get the oil that we need, we prepare and do what we're supposed to do and follow the rules. Pastor Storm was talking about following the rules. And, you know, one of the artists, Confucius, followed the rules. So you got to follow rules. If you go outside of rules, you're going to go you're going to go out. Like you said, you like football. You're going to go out of bounds. And we know that when you go out of bounds, either you lose or the clock stops. So at least you get a little bit more time to rethink it and go back to the drawing board. But, you know, there's a period of time where when the clock stops, you can't continue. You just have to go back from square one. The fourth thing I would say is think about who's the artist, what you're trying to do in terms of branding. Because everything is about branding and marketing, and, you know, that's the bottom line. And the fifth thing I would say is have fun. You know, a couple of projects I've done, they did sell, but I had the most fun when I did it. You know, it was good. I mean, we can look back and listen to the project, and it's a good project. Some things don't have to be, it doesn't have to hurt you when you do it. You got to have fun, and that's the fifth. Those are the five steps.
All right, and a great five it was, just for those of you, because I know our Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line listeners always have their pen at hand and their pad, and so I will recap at the end of the night, but for those of you who are writing, Cliff's top five is having a vision and a plan, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Two is preparation. Learn your craft, he says. Three, listen to the market. Find out what's out there. How do you compare? And then the branding piece of it, which is huge. People have to know who you are, what you're doing, so forth and so on. And one of my favorite ones that he has on here is number five, which is have fun. You got to have fun in it, enjoy it, and that's that. So thank you, Cliff, for your top five. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It is that time where I want to definitely make sure we go back to our visionary, poetic, to let people know exactly how they can get engaged. And then we are going to actually hear Corey Whitaker's song called Praise Dance, and Corey is actually live and in the chat room, so he will definitely appreciate this feedback so that he can continue making himself better. Then after that, we will go to the line, and 352-301 will be our first one. And that is, oh, that's actually Confucius. So we'll definitely get you Confucius. So with that, Poetic? Okay. I think we may have lost Poetic again, or either he's on mute. He'll realize that here in a moment. I just want to, Pastor, get you engaged in this. Wanted to see if you could lend us your top five. You know how I like to do that and get the different perspectives. Is Pastor on? Did I lose everybody? That's what I just need to know. Or is everybody on mute and not unmuting? Okay. Blog Talk is having its way tonight, I see. So hopefully we'll have the rest of our dream team back on deck and on point. Cliff, I guess you and I are going to have to hold it down until they come back. They love us to hold you down. You know what I would say to this, because your list is so great, I actually love everything about it, really. I actually love everything about it, because I think the way that you've eloquently given it to us, It seems as though one feeds into the next, and that's what I like about your choice. So, really, I'm going to roll with your five because I love them. And that's what we do around here.
Thank you. I just want people to know that if you love it, it's because we have passion. You know, loving it is passion. You can't do anything without being passionate for what you're doing. And that's why I still go back to that Timothy. I like that. Because there's something special about that.
There is something special about it, I tell you. And I mean, you know, it's hard out here now, especially with the toll the economy has taken on folks, as well as it's just not as easy to get that one-hit wonder like it used to be. You know, because I look back at some folks and I say, man, what are they doing now? You know, they had some good stuff for a project, and then that's it. You know, what would you say, Cliff, you believe are the keys to longevity?
Wow, that's a hard one. But I would say basically integrity, trying to, you know, stay focused in what you're doing and believe in what it is. You know, because music is funny. Music is see, we're in a spiritual level, we have to understand that music had its own spirituality, because it was the only thing that was created by God, that nobody really can explain why it has so many things that it does take you to. You can be happy, you can be sad, you can be angry, you can want to love somebody, or you can hate somebody, as one of the artists has said on some of her songs. I forgot her name. She says, I hate you. And what happened is music puts out so many different energies and different feelings and emotions. I think that the individual who's creating it, you know, has to understand that it is a spiritual connection with God and within themselves. So if they can keep focus on putting out good energies, you know, I think they will be successful. And if they can touch one person, that's good. If they can touch 10, that's great. If they can touch a million, that's even better.
And I tell you, Cliff, if they're touching a million, they're going to the bank.
Yeah. Well, that's one first.
Hey. Okay. You say start at one and work our way up, huh?
That's right. Spread it out.
I know that's right. Well, you know I'm getting excited because it's 16 seconds and Dallas has finally caught up to these old Oklahoma City Thunder. With 10 seconds left, we're down two. I'm getting excited. I just can't do it. You know, playoffs is something else. Woo! Okay. I really appreciate you being on with us tonight, Cliff, because I like your top five, and I will recap that because we're at our time where it's a quarter till, and this is where we actually do our round robins. Poetic is back on deck. Do you want to go to this song first, Poetic?
Yes, I do, Lady Dime. I apologize when you were talking. My phone, I don't even want to explain no more.
That's okay. No problem. Let's go to Corey Whitaker with Praise Dance. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio Conference Call and Feedback Line, and I'm going to be excited on this side while we got this one more free throw and 1 point down. Go ahead, Poetic.
Okay.
HipHopNational.com. Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop. Original. All hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO. Cry Wolf. A Hip Hop National Radio exclusive. HipHopNational.com.
Corrupt in my life every time I fornicate. So I made that vow, about to get my
my life straight. Ain't gon' happen overnight, that's what everybody told me. So I'm focused, staying focused like LeBron and Kobe. Here a devil, there a devil, everywhere they all on me. Kick them out, shake them out, I defeated my opponent. Stay in church, read the word, live right, be a idol. Sunday school, morning worship, be a leader, not a follow. Follow word from the Bible, whenever you got a problem, get your knees, tell them about it. I guarantee he'll solve it, cause his grace is amazing, love is amazing. Black, green, purple, white, Italian, or Cajun, no matter what your race, everybody is his favorite. Now get up on your feet and everybody gon' praise him. You got food on your table, painted clothes on your back, and you feeling real good cause he answered all your prayers. It's like you caught the Holy Ghost, just move to the rhythm. The devil on your back, shake him off, gon' get him. Hit your praise dance, now hit your praise dance. Now hit your praise dance, now hit your praise dance. Now hit your praise dance, now hit your praise dance. Now hit your praise dance, show him he amazing. Might not show up when you want him, but he always on time. If you walking by the faith and you keep him on your mind, Jesus Christ your God and light, then you gotta let it shine. Keep your head to the sky, never let it fall down. Come on, now hit your praise dance. 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 Now hit your praise dance, show him he amazing.
To his music on Saturday Gospel Glory, and man, I was getting my praise dance on. In fact, I was dancing like David for a second, and when we did our feedback, in fact, I think Corey held a strong 8 in our feedback session on Saturday Gospel Glory. So it's really, really a good feeling to hear it again now on the other show and see him still getting the people moving, man. We need more music like that that will inspire us to get our praise on, and even with a catchy hook and a hot beat. I just want to hear more music from him, so I just want to encourage you, Brother Corey, keep doing good business and keep getting your music tight, and send it to us. We'd love to hear it. Whatever you come out with, you're always welcome.
That's right. He did his thing. I'm still crunk. I'm like, hey, shake the devil off. I'm like, hey. And see, we were shaking that devil off. We went to overtime. So, you know, I'm excited because Dallas is winning right now. Hey. I'm excited. And we want to just say hi to Rodney. Rodney dropped in just to show us some love. He's chatting it up in the chat room. He said, you know, he does hope all is well with the H&R family, which you know it is because God got us, so we're going to always be okay. He said he just thought he'd drop by to say hi and wants us to be blessed and keep on moving, and we're going to throw that boomerang right back at you, baby, and we hope all is going well with everything that you're doing too, because that's what we do. We want to lift each other up and build each other up, because the devil will come to kill, steal, and destroy, but we are God's children, and we're all trying to bring unity into our community. So with that, I'm going to also chime out in the chat room with the last chat from Anita. She says, know who you are, create your craft, prepare your plan, gather your team, and continue to educate yourself. And sometimes, you know, I like the song say, sometimes you have to encourage yourself, because sometimes when they're actually ministering to you, you're ministering to yourself, and I love that. So Cliff Grant, we appreciate you coming on. He gave us top five tips. Have your vision and plan, preparation, learn your craft, listen to the market, make sure you're on top of your branding, and always have a little fun. And remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So with that, I'm going to give it over to our visionary CEO, Poetic, for the closing comments from our CEO. And then if you would be so kind as to pass it on to our wonderful hip-hop national pastor, Pastor Jay, for his closing remarks and for him to keep us covered, I remind you that the scripture for today, 1 Timothy chapter 4, read it in its entirety. There is a message from the Lord, and we just thank God for Pastor Jay being anointed and continuing to be obedient and bring forth the word. Thank you all for allowing me to be your hostess with the mostest. I am Lady Di signing off for Monday. Cannot wait to get back to Hump Day with you. And hopefully we'll have a win for Dallas. Woo-hoo! Go Dallas Mavericks! Poetic, you now have the floor.
Man, I don't know what you eating, girl. what you chopping on, but I want some too. It must be real sweet because I'm telling you, boy, you are hot. Lady Di, you put it down. I want to say thank you guys for chiming in tonight. We were talking about.
Let's just say, oh my God.
Oh, hello?
Yes, sir, brother. We hear you.
I thought my phone just died. I've been having not the greatest night with the phone, buddy. I would say this. Lady Di, you guys been really putting it down. I want to thank all our distinguished guests. Cliff, Sideman, for messing your name up, but brother, the knowledge that you brought to the table is imperative, and it was really good to hear from you again tonight.
Thank you.
And Anita, you know how you do it. You've been keeping it down, and all of our music artists who keep bringing that good music to the table. I want to thank you guys too. Last word for the night on Wednesday, just to let you guys know, so that I could pique your interest now. The duties of the executive producer versus the music producer. Join us on Wednesday, okay? 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Pastor Jay, you now have the floor.
I thank you so much, visionary and CEO Al Poetic Williams. Lady Di, as always, a tremendous.